This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Bill Kovacs. He's Vice President for Environment, Technology, and Regulatory Affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He joins us today to talk about what exactly is meant by green technology investments and jobs and what we can expect in terms of a cap and trade or energy tax. And Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
We keep hearing a lot about how we need to invest a lot in renewable energy resources, green technology. That will create green jobs, which are the jobs of the next generation. I believe the promise on the campaign trail or the goal on the campaign trail for President Obama was $250 billion over 10 years, which doesn't sound like a lot of money anymore, but it certainly is. What exactly is the focal point going to be, and how realistic is this goal?
Well, we've always supported as much green technology as can possibly be put into the environment, as much energy efficiency as possible. However, it's been an issue that's completely oversold. For example, right now, if you looked at solar power comprises 0.01% of our energy resources. And so if they're going to triple that, or even if they went to 1,000 times that amount in 3 years, it would still be 0.1%. And so we're going to be on fossil fuels for a very long time. And I think that that by overselling it, the public is going to expect that something is going to happen that really can't, and that we're not going to be any more energy independent at the end of the day. We're going to be relying on fossil fuels, whether we like it or not, to run our economy and, frankly, run our world, probably at least for the next half century. So having said that, let's begin addressing climate change in ways that it can seriously be addressed. We need to get as much efficiency as we can get. We need to develop the technologies that are going to capture the carbon. We need to use nuclear if we're seriously going to begin taking some fossil fuels out of the environment. But this idea of let's get off foreign oil, in fact, the way we're going by wanting to tax the oil companies and take away their benefit by putting literally $1 trillion-plus tax on the carbon that's generated is going to make the U.S. far less competitive, and it's going to require us to use far more oil because we're not going to have the incentives to produce the oil here.
We've explained the carbon credits and the cap and trade system in previous incarnations of the show. But Bill, what are our business owners telling you about if the president and the Democratic Congress kind of get what their first goal is here on this type of energy policy, the cost it'll mean for these businesses, and how it'll impact what they can actually do?
Look, the carbon tax is what it is. I mean, what they're putting the idea that they're going to auction off these credits, and what's going to happen is they're going to be the administration saying to a business, if you want to continue operating, you have to purchase these credits. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to operate. And the proposal that was sent to Congress had the credits roughly around $13 a ton, and over a seven-year period of time, it was going to raise about $700 billion. 85% of that was going to go really in a wealth transfer, almost as a welfare payment. What that would do is those costs would have to be directly passed on through the business. The problem with the presentation by the administration is that carbon credits are not going to be $13. There isn't an economist in the United States who would put them at $13. Out of all the economic reports that were done last year, there were probably over 20. They put the cost of a carbon credit at about $50 a ton. And so if you take 13 and you look into 50, it's going to be three times the $700 billion, or about $2.1 trillion in taxes. That's the largest tax increase in the history of the world. To give you an idea of how big it is, all of the taxes collected today by the federal government from all of the individuals in the United States and all of the corporations only come to about $1.7 trillion. So this would be a tax that exceeds all of the taxes that are being imposed today.
You've also noticed that even this pro-green agenda, as it's known, is running into bureaucratic headaches as a result of groups that don't even want these types of energy productions to move forward.
Absolutely. We've identified 112 green energy projects that the Greens have stopped. They're called NIMBYs. They don't, not in my backyard. It's not that they just don't want coal plants or oil plants. They don't want any kind of plants. They don't want a windmill because they kill bats. They don't want solar because it takes up too much of the desert. They don't want geothermal because they don't want to put in the high transmission lines to deliver the power. They just don't want anything. They basically want to deindustrialize the nation. That's what this fight is about. It's about whether or not we're going to return to our roots, have a strong manufacturing component to our country, and be a force in world trade, or are we just going to price ourselves out of the market with high energy costs?
Bill, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Great to have you with us, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bill Kovacs is Vice President for Environment, Technology, and Regulatory Affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. This is Dateline Washington.